So in section B, Ijun and Holly are on their way to the funeral home, and they're driving over there right now.
Now, I don't know how things exactly work in Taiwan when someone dies, because I think there are a variety of things that happen, different things. But in North America, most people will take their whoever died to the funeral home, and
right.
that's where they do everything. Sometimes the funeral home also is a church, and there will be, you know, they can have the church service there for whoever has died.
And it seems like that whole process is a very expensive experience.
Yes.
So it's one of those things that early on in life they tell you to save up some money for. But I guess here where you were asking about how do they do this in Taiwan? Well, Ijun has a little question about how they do it in the States. So she says, don't we need to give a white envelope with money for the family, though?
Aha, but this seems like something that would be not a tradition in North America.
But maybe Ijun does not know that.
Yes.
So she's like, don't I need to give this envelope?
No.
No. And that's what Holly says. People give plates of food. Plates of food. Well, the food is brought to the reception or in the weeks following. So in the weeks following the funeral or the reception, why do they do that? And, well, we're going to find out here in a minute. Ijun says, at the reception? You bring food at the reception?
So she doesn't even know what the reception really is.
What is that? And Holly says,
it's after the funeral. That way the family doesn't need to think about cooking while they're mourning.
Okay, so that's after the funeral is talking about the reception. And that's when people come together after a funeral and
chat.
They just are there.
Yeah.
Normally at someone's house.
I think it all comes down to you are giving your support to the family who has lost somebody. You're there to pay your respects and then to be there for the family.
And that's actually, too, why you bring the food. So the food is so that the family doesn't have to cook during that, you know, first part of their time of mourning.
Mm-hmm.
You're mourning for longer than the first couple of weeks, but this is just to help you get through that first period.
And, of course, this is not morning, afternoon, evening, morning.
No, there's a you there.
Yeah, this is mourning means you are grieving. You're thinking about the loss of whoever died.
And you're trying to get through the day half the time, so you can't really think about cooking. You don't have the energy for it. But Ijun says, then you don't take anything with you for a viewing?
Usually the viewing is in the funeral home, sometimes called a funeral parlor.
Right.
Or sometimes
mortuary.
In a church. Yeah, or mortuary. So that's a very quiet kind of thing. There's really no activity there. You just go and see who has died.
And Ijun, being the person not from North America, wants to make sure she's not doing something wrong by just showing up. And Holly says, you can bring flowers if you want, but you usually have those delivered. And that's also the case. Like you mentioned earlier, Cronus, a lot of times in the obituary they'll say, please don't give flowers, instead give a donation to such and such fund. But you can also give flowers, but you normally have them delivered. You don't bring them with you.
You wouldn't present them to the family.